Roland.
Yes.
Last week.
I love doing that to you.
I know you do. Last week, and the weeks preceding, you have regaled us with some wonderful poems. And now a request from my wife, who listens to the broadcast, and who said, I'm in need of a poem. And I said, I have the right man to deliver that poem. And his name is Roland Smith.
Well, I thank Daniel for that. And this is one that's not been published, at least in a book, but it's one I wrote a couple of years ago. And it seems to work for this time of year, and I call it In the Air.
Okay.
The ache of spring is in the air, despite the chill of winter's fare. I see it in the buds of trees, whose pokes from neath the twigs do please. For me, a sadness in each spring, when birth and growth cannot rebring the energy of parted souls, whose lives we shared with gentle strolls. But then I know, I truly know, life's light forever keeps its glow. For when complete, form goes away, and spirit laughs and plays the play. We who stay must understand that short or long life's ever grand, and ceases not despite the shift of back and forth in cosmic drift. But back to spring and its rebirth, with life profound from sentient earth, both warmth and light do bright the stage, releasing all from winter's cage.
Well, there you are, Danielle, from Roland Smith. I'm sure you've made my wife laugh. She happens to be a lover. She's read your books, and she requested a poem, and there you are, my dear.
Well, you know, I truly appreciate that, because to me, poetry is the balance of the junk and sadness and tragedies that we observe day to day in this business and in life.
Sure.
You know, the world is filled with some very deep hardships. And sometimes we need a balance of that. Not sometimes, all times we do, but we don't often find it.
Poetry has a sense, I cannot remember who said it, but poetry is looking at a beautiful painting in words.
Yeah, they're word songs in
yes,
many ways.
Yes, they are. And I always liked that. I wish I could remember who said it. But you see a magnificent painting, and that painting is translated into words.
Mm-hmm.
And there is your poem, which speaks of life and love and all the things that are important and sometimes the things that aren't, but it is nonetheless beautiful.
Well, you know, for me, too, and I'm what is called in my poetry writings, I'm a neoclassicist.
Yes.
Meaning, basically, I like rhyme and I like meter. I'm not a big fan of free verse. Robert Frost said that free verse was like playing tennis with the net down. and I like that.
Well, I was born and raised in Greenwich Village, and the coffee houses there talk about free verse.
Well, that was absolutely.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
but to
Lord.
Me,
but it was part of the time. It was part of the time. It was music of the time, if you will.
Yeah, and it's everything is cyclical.
Yes,
but I just happen to like the discipline in the writing of both meter and rhyme, rather than free floating paranoia that could come out from some of the free verse poems that I've read today.
It's almost as if I remember during that age, all of the great folk singers would go to the Greenwich Village cafes because they would listen to free verse. Anyone could get up and mm-hmm. with a cup of coffee in their hands and with more in their system than coffee, I guarantee it.
It was like the karaoke of the time.
Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. They would just get up there and speak, and they would verse, and it was free verse, and it had no rhyme or reason. But it was the music of the time, and it's where Simon and Garfunkel came from, and the Stringers, and Mamas and the Papas. They all came from that era. Bob Dylan mm-hmm. came from that period and that verse. Of sound,
I like blank verse. You know, blank verse has a meter to it, meaning there's a certain number of syllables per line.
Yes.
Free verse, meaning there's no syllables, per line or any no desired number.
Yes.
And certainly no rhyme. The rest of it is, you know, whether it's sonnets or iambic pentameter, or whether it's Petrarchian sonnets or Shakespearean sonnets, each one has its own rhyme scheme.
Right. And they all have their own followers, too. And they are passionate about it.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
Oh, gosh, they're passionate. And free verse people are in a world to this day unto themselves. They just they find it to be the freedom and the speech of life, as they used to say.
I would agree.
The speech of life. Anyway, we're doing something here, Roland, and we're doing it. And let's thank Danielle for introducing that little thought.
Thank you, Danielle.
And we move on. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. Do stay with us. We're back.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The ideal riding temperature for two-wheeled enthusiasts varies. One dude we know doesn't enjoy riding until the temp hits the 80s. He needs to be locked up and his bike turned loose. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. As millions of American bikers face the final lap of blowing snow and zero temps, one local dude we know won't ride much until daytime temperature hits the 80s. He could get by with a 6-month insurance policy. In Florida, what is your minimum down around? Sans a set of heated gloves and a snowmobile suit? For most bikers, the minimum is probably about 50 degrees. Of course, everything in this exercise thought depends on how long it's been since your last ride. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why do you get your best ideas in the shower?
Alice Flaherty, a neuroscientist who researches creativity, has the answer. Dopamine.
Activities like exercising, listening to music, and taking a warm shower trigger the release of dopamine. It's why your chances of having great ideas then are higher.
Here's how it works. The relaxing activity provides a distraction that gives your brain a break.
This relaxed state of mind allows you to make insightful connections.
As your mind wanders, the dopamine flow triggers more creative thoughts.
So even when you're taking a shower, keep a notebook handy to capture your big ideas. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.